Welcome, family, to the Now Network. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Man up. I am taking responsibility. I am walking in my purpose with God. I am holding myself accountable, dedicated, and committed. Now is my time. Going to regain my birthrights. No longer operating with a double mind. I am courage. I am confidence. I am hope. I am faith. I am belief. And I am trusting God as the source of my everything. Welcome to Man Up the Movement with Pastor E and friends.
After this song, the next voice you'll hear is Pastor Dwayne Collins. Man of the Movement, but I'm going.
Thank you. celebrating
man of the movement, welcome. Pastor Dwayne Collins.
Welcome to another day, talk with Pastor Collins of Man Up the Movement. I just want to say welcome. Truly is the day that the Lord has made. You know, we still in our right mind, still mind to carry on. The Lord has been good to us all day. We have woke up this morning, and like I said, in our right mind, he put us in things in perspective, our life on today. We are able to do things better. Why? Because we manning up, and we just trying to get perspective. When we say manning up, we're not just talking about man, we're talking about mankind. You know, sometimes we put things out, we get things out of whack, so we do need to put things in together. Amen. So we just want to say we manning up, we're trying to get things back together. We want to thank our Lord and Savior on today. Why? Because like I said, it's truly a blessing. It's truly the Lord's day. You are the living. You don't make preparation to get the funeral together. You didn't have preparation to make flowers. You're still here. Amen. So I say welcome to another moment with Pastor Collins. I got something that the Lord has been sharing with me, and I just want to share it. And I want you to put yourself in this. Why? Because you have to see the Lord for yourself. Don't look through my eyes. Don't even try to put yourself in my shoes. Put yourself in your own shoes. Why? Because he's talking to you. You got to have belief in your heart. You got to have belief in your own way if you receive the word. Because it's the word that brings to light. Without the word, we'll be lost. So it's God that brings us to repentance. It's the word of God to bring us to love. Because God want to love on us. He want to know if we love him. Know that he loves us, but we want to know, do we love you able to sit there and listen to he cry? Are you able to sit there when he got tears? He want to know if you able to sit there and just listen to him without asking the question, asking him back. He just want to be there to be able to hold on to him. You know that it says that God is a big God. Our arm is not big enough to fit around him, to hold him, but our faith can hug him. Our faith is in tears. I see him. Our faith is the glory of our Lord. Our faith can see that. And so God just want to know if you're able to just for him when he want to come and cry out. Just be, you know, if he want to come in and just to talk. And that's what God is saying. That is what God is saying in my mind. That is what God has been speaking, because we so quick. God loves us, but yet when we say opposite things, then they want to criticize and say, "Well, God is the loving God." But we know that God is the loving God because we know what John 3:16 say. But God is asking you, "Do you love Him?" That's the question God is asking today. Do you love Him? We know God loves us. He came through 42 generations. He came to die on a cross. He came to a place that he didn't know no sin, to take on sin. That's how much God loves us. But God want to know how much we love him. Are we willing to walk the will that he walked? Because he's a good man, is ordered by the steps of the Lord. Are we really called a good man? Are we really called good stewards? Are we really able to walk in that calling? Are we able to stand focused? Are we really able to do that? Because the Lord said he will order the steps of a good man, you know, and so God is. We know that the church is no longer, I want to say the sanctuary, because we get so caught up in saying the churches. He said that you are the church. You the church. He's coming to dwell in you. He's not coming to dwell in the building. And we sometimes get, you know, because we hear words. And when we hear words, we take words from other peoples and we put that in our speech. God never said that he's coming back for a building. He said he's coming to a church, a spot. He said that the Holy Ghost is going to be dwelling in you. He didn't say the Holy Ghost is going to be in no building. He said when you go, the Holy Ghost go. Wherever you go, that's where the Holy Ghost go. God said, you know, because he says in so many ways, wherever you go, he's there. You can lay your bed in hell. What did he say? God's there. God says it don't matter. You can go to what you can go all over the world. God says he's there. So God is saying that you are the temple. And he's asking the temple at. I come dwelling, but it's not there. I come to come pray, it's not there. And so God is just sharing some things with me. And I just want to share a little something. And like I say, you got to take it and put yourself in this, because when we read the scriptures is written for us, for our understanding, for our likening, for us to say, well, Lord, that's me, Lord. I need to change. That's me, Lord. I know you're speaking to me. That's some errors in my life that I need to get together. That's me, Lord. I know that I did this and I shouldn't did this. That's me, Lord. And so we got to take scriptures and literally apply it to our own self. We got to apply it to ourselves, because the word comes to correct us. It don't come to ridicule us. It's come to correct us and get us back into that place. So when he do call, when he do say where you at, you want to say, here I am, Lord, I'm hiding. You know, like Adam, you know, Adam was in the garden. And Adam says, you know, he used to hear the voice of God on a cool summer day. He heard the voice of God walking. Can you imagine hearing the voice? That's not even a body. He said he heard the voice of God walking on a cool summer night. And so I'm going to give you parts of this, and I just want you to take this and put yourself in these shoes, because this is what the Lord is saying. And I want you to take it, and when you read it, you know, I'm going to give you a little background, because we come from Second Colossians chapter 7, and we know that the first verse talks about the offering and prayer and stuff like that. You know, to read that in your prayer time. Read that in your prayer time. But what I want to get to, I want to start at Second Chronicles, chapter 7, and verses 12 through 15. And I want you to put yourself into this. I want you to really put yourself in this, because this is what we at to. This is what we at today. And we know that you know, at time and the first in the verse, we know it talks about how they came together, they did an offering and things of that nature. But I want you to grasp hold to what the Lord is saying. Amen. And in my reading, Pastor Ann, she's going to do in my reading, say Second Chronicles chapter 7, verses 12 through 15. Let's give a heed to the reading of the word of God.
Second Chronicles 7, chapter 12, verse. And the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer. I have chosen this place to myself for a house of sacrifice.
Come on.
If I shut up heaven that there be no rain,
my God,
or if I command the locusts to devour the land,
my God,
or if I send pestilence among my people,
come on,
if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Now my eyes shall be open, and my ears attend unto the prayer that made in this place.
And so that's that right now. God is calling for his peoples. Who are his peoples? Who are his people? We the one that confessed it out of our mouth. We the one that gave up our life. We the one that asked the Lord, Lord, let us be a part of you. We the ones that came to the Lord and said, Lord, heal me of my sin. We the one that came to the Lord and said, Lord, take away my iniquities. Lord, we the one that said when we were sick in our beds of affliction, he healed us. We was the ones that, according to the scriptures, that we confessed our sins. We call upon the name of the Lord. We the one that he revealed himself to us. He said he came to us by night. You know where your nighttime was at. You know where your dark moments was at. You know when your vulnerable moments was at. You know at the time when you was about to commit suicide. You know at the time when you was about to just give it up. You know, when you almost finished, you know, just the other day you was about to turn your back. Just the other day you was about to say, Lord, I'm walking away. I'm tired. I'm tired of these churches. I'm tired. Lord, yeah, I'm tired. You was about to give up. You was about to just give up the ghost. You was about to just give up the ghost. You was just about to go back out into that to that world. You was about to turn your back. And he's saying, the Lord said, he appeared to you by night. He came to you. He came to you. He spoke to you. And all God is trying to say, he's calling us. He's calling us back. Why? Because he said, if my peoples will humble himself, he's saying that he will stop the rain. That rain means he will stop the rain. He will shut up heaven. He will shut up the heaven. Why? He will shut up the heaven so no act of guilt, no sin. He said he will shut up the heavens. He will hold back the rain. He will call the locust. So what he's saying is to what I get out. What he's saying to me, he's saying that those that were against you, they no longer will be against you. If you go and prepare a way, if you go to places that I tell you to go, that's no one gonna be able to stop the glory. If you go where I tell you to go, pray for people, that's gonna be healing. If you go and lay hands, they gonna recover. If you go and speak about me, they house gonna be saved. Their children's gonna be saved. Don't go talk about you. Don't go talking about you got the power. Don't go talk about you the Messiah. Don't go talk about you the apostle. Don't go talk about you the pastor. He said go and talk about him. So if you go talk about him, because he's saying in so many ways is that he's calling us. He's calling. He's looking for someone that got their ears tended to the ground. He's looking for someone that he can intercede for. He's not looking for someone to go prophesy that money coming. He's not looking for someone to go prophesy saying if you sow this and you sow this, you're going to get. He's looking for someone to say prepare the way. Prepare the way for the Lord is at hand. Prepare the way for the Lord is coming. He's coming. And so Lord is trying to get us to get to a point to where because he's trying to get us to a point to where he's looking for someone to intercede. Our Father is hurting right now. He's hurting because the church has become a bed of thieves. The church has become money changers. The church has become to where that's no the sanctuary. The sanctuary became like Hollywood. You got more praise dancers in the church than anything. You got more praise music than the church. You got less preaching, but you got more choir members. You got choir songs. You got more worship than you have less preaching. You have more praise dance than less than the word of God. You got more prophecy coming forth, but you don't got none of the word. And so God is saying, I'm calling you back. I'm calling you back. He said, if my people would humble themselves, he said if my people, which are called by my name, he didn't say Tithes of Christ Ministries. He didn't say the Rhema Center. He didn't say First Baptist. He didn't say He didn't say no church. He said if my people who are called by his name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then what I hear from heaven, he want us to turn. We want the world to turn. Oh my God, Shelo Basando, I have heard thy prayer. This is number 12. He said he had heard your prayer. You've been praying. You know, you've been praying. You've been asking God, Lord, when you gonna have a change? Lord, when you gonna do this? Lord, when this gonna come to pass? Lord, when this gonna come to pass? Father, when this gonna come to pass? Father, when this gonna happen? God, when this gonna happen? And God said he heard your prayers. He said he heard your prayers, but 13 what got me. 13 what got me. 13 what got me. And if I
shut up heaven.
Listen to what he's saying. If I shut up heaven.
That there be no rain.
No rain.
Or if I command the locusts to devour the land.
Come on.
Or if I send pestilence among my people.
Come on.
If my people.
So he's saying, if he send these things, God is trying to shake us. God is trying to get us back to on focus. He's trying to get us back on focus because he's saying he don't want to send it, but he got to send it. That's why it's so much destruction in the world. Why? Because we're not on point. We're not praying. We're not seeking. We're not interceding. God is trying to speak to us, but yet we got more prophets in the church who want to prophesy money come. They want to prophesy that you finna get married. They want to prophesy you finna get a car. All that stuff can't go with you. He said naked you came in and naked you're going to leave. That branch, you're not going to find a hearse follow behind a branch. You're not going to find a moving truck follow behind you're not going to find a moving truck follow behind a hearse. You're not going to find that. When you go to heaven, you ain't none of this stuff coming with you. But we so drawn on to prophecy. Prophecy that they give it ain't prophecy. It's proper line. God is trying to get us to hear. He said, if my people would hear my voice, his voice is about compassion. His voice about one that I can talk to. His voice means that I feel like crying. Can I depend on you? His voice is that I love you. Can you show you how you love me? His voice, God is trying to get us to, he want us to love on him. He want us to go back where we used to be. You know how we used to have compassion, how we used to have love. When we talk about God, how our bodies, how we used to feel a certain way in our body, certain way that we talk. When we hear the word of God, certain ways that used to have us feel. We can talk about the goodness of Jesus, and all of a sudden we start crying. Or all of a sudden we start feeling like, oh, God, we love you. You know how when you got saved, you wanted to go tell the whole world about Jesus. That's, we lost that. And God is saying, if my peoples who are called by my name will humble themselves and seek his face. And so what he's trying to get us to, he's trying to get us to saying, enough is enough. I want you. I'm crying to you. I'm trying to get you to hear me. But yet you so caught up in all this blob and grab it. Oh, you so caught up in this worldly, you so called. He said you, cause you in the world, but you're not of the world. God saying that all we have to do, he's saying that he will stop the rain in heaven. You know what the rain is? That's all that gossiping. That's all that lying. That's all that malice, that malice in the world. You know how the president out of whack, how the White House out of whack, how the government out of whack, how so many police officers doing shootings, how so many kids getting this. God said he has shut that stuff up. God said he'll shut that stuff up. All we got to do is come back to what's our first love. Come back to where when he used to talk to you, how you used to have goosebumps, how he used to talk to you and you feel the presence of God, how God used to just speak to you and you would speak in tongues for 3 hours, how God used to talk to you, you just lay out for 4 hours, how God would say that you're fast. You'll fast for 30 days. You'll fast for 30 days. You wouldn't speak no evil. You wouldn't see no evil. You wouldn't do no evil. But yet we caught up. We see a great praise dance and we think it's all about that. Or somebody come up there, you know, they prophesy. Whoa, they tell us this coming and this coming. And we get a whole lot of what? God said, why I can't have that same kind of feeling? When I speak to you, why you can't have that kind of feeling like for me? Why you can't have butterflies in your stomach for me? Why you can't have a joyful spirit for me? Why? But you can have all this for the prophets. He said, look at them. Look how they look the facades about them. See how they dress? You see how they looking now? Oh my God, I'm trying to get it out, and I'm asking the Holy Ghost to help me because we so caught up in the image. But God had the greatest image. God said, for no man laid down his life for you. God said he took the sin for you. God said he was beat for you. God said that he was lied. He was lied on. He was spit on. They came against him. They persecuted him for you. He said, I did all that for you. The prophets ain't did nothing for you, but you ready to run out and sow seed. You ready to run out to hear the word from them, but yet I'm still calling you. I'm calling you to come back. I'm calling you to give you what I got, but yet I can't find you. I'm calling your name, but yet you don't hear me. He said, if my people who are called by his name, who is his name? We know in the Old Testament, sometimes it's Jehovah, sometimes it's Shalom, Sometimes it's Jehovah Shanishi. Sometimes, you know, God had those kind of names to them in the Old Testament, and when they hear that, they humble themselves. Why we can't humble ourselves? God is trying to put things in perspective, but don't nobody want to hear. Everybody want a prophecy. Everybody want to be prophesied. Everybody want to be called an apostle. Everybody want to be called a preacher. Everybody want to be called this, be called that. But God said, I'm trying to call you something, and you won't even hear what I have to say. We got to man up. God is asking us to man up, to be on the move. God is saying the day is short, but yet we don't understand the prophecy. Do we get prophecy from other people? You know, they get on here talking about the world finna end, and we go crazy. We go sell our possessions. We go do this, and we go do this, and we go do that, and we go do that. But God said that, I ain't tell you that. Who told you that? It's not in the word. He said, no man knows the hour and the day. But yeah, we running. We running. We have an itching ears. And God said, all I want to do is just love on you. All I just want to do is talk to you. I miss the conversation we used to have. I miss when I used to, I know I can meet you at a certain time and you was there. I know that I can smell you. You can smell me. I know when I come in the room, you got goosebumps. I know when I was in the room, I got goosebumps. And God is saying, where you at? He said, it's my peoples, which are called by his name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek his face. And turn from their wicked ways. He said, we in some wicked ways. We got to turn. He said, love and kindness. God said he loves us, but can we love him back? Can we love him the way he loved us? We got to man up. We got to be on this movement. This is the time that we need to come together. This is the time that we need to preach the unoriginal word. We need to preach sound doctrine. We need to hear what the Holy Ghost say. We need to hear what God's saying to us. We need to hear what the Spirit has to say to us right now. We need to not get caught up in prophecy. Everybody want a prophet. Everybody want a prophecy. But the prophecy that God is trying to get us, he's saying that I called you at 12 o'clock, but you didn't show up. I was there at noontime. I was there at 1 o'clock, but you wasn't there. I was waiting for you at the 9 o'clock hour, then you never showed up. I was there. He said, and the Lord said, I appeared to you at nighttime. Well, if he came to you at nighttime, evening time, afternoon time, or morning time, he said, I was there. I showed up, but you wasn't there. What happened? I thought we had a commitment. I thought we had a relationship. I thought you loved me. I thought you said you wouldn't cheat on me. You say you love me. You say you keep my commandments. You say you won't follow after other idols. You say you won't touch. You say you will not touch no unclean thing. Well, what happened? What happened? Would you feel I can't wash you? You feel that I can't forgive you? You feel that I don't have the power? You feel that that's what he's saying. That's what he's saying to the body. That's why we got to put ourselves in the right shoes. I understand that we all have ministries. I know, because we are ministries. We are ministries. Why? Because we are the body of Christ. We are ministries. Yes, we are a ministry. God, we've got ministry. And what God is trying to do, he's trying to speak. He's trying to speak a word to us. He's trying to get the church, the church, me, you, that brother, that sister, not the building. He's trying to get the church back together because it's the church that can make heavens smile. It's the church that can make God weak again. It's the church that can make God tears fall on our hands. It's the church that make God get goosebumps. It's the church that make God brag on us. It's the church that make God want to say, there they go. There they go. I know they're going to do it. I know they're going to do it. I know they're going to do it. I had confidence in them. I know they're going to do it. I wrote it down. I can go back. I can go back to where I wrote it down and say, I know that James going to come out of this. I know that Paul's going to come out of this. I know that Debbie's going to be overcomer. I know that Mary going to pray. I know that Eileen's going to get a healing. I know that. Why? Because they hear me. They hear me. They waiting on me. And I know that Michael, he's going to be all right. I know that Jesse and Jeanette, their whole family's coming to my house. They're coming into my house because if you read more into it, you get to talking about the house. You get to talk about the house. We know that it's a Solomon. We know he's talking about Solomon. But take Solomon out of there and put yourself in there, because he's talking about your house. He's talking about your house. He's talking about, all I want to do is let you know that I love you. All I want to do is let you know that I'm confined in you. All I want you to know that all I want to do is just hug you. All I want you to know is that I just want to speak good words in your ears. I don't want to say no evil. I don't even want to think about last night. I'm thinking about it this present moment. And that's what God is saying to us right now. He's trying to get us back. And the only way he can give us back, the word becomes truth. God, from the Old Testament to the New Testament, God has always been speaking to his peoples. Why we cannot hear the voice of God? We are caught up in so much stuff. But God is saying, my peoples, when he say that, when he's saying that, he's bragging. He's bragging on you, David. He's bragging on you, John. He's bragging on you, Irene. He's bragging on you, Sam. He's bragging on you, Donnell. He's bragging on you, Elizabeth. He's bragging on you, Christina. He's bragging on you, Martha. He's bragging on you, because he says, my peoples, we are his peoples. And all I'm saying is, man up. Let's be on the movement. Let's man up. Let's quit getting caught up in fake idols. Let's stop getting caught up in blabbit. Let's get to sound words from our Lord and Savior. He's saying it, man. And then if you jump down to 15, well, what he's saying here? He says, now my eyes, go ahead.
Oh, my eyes shall be open, and my ears attend unto the prayer that is made in this place.
Your eyes, his eyes are, see, he's excited. Can you feel that? He's excited. Now his eyes, because he see you there. He know you on point now. He know you at your place now. He know you at your place in the appointment. You ain't break your appointment. You kept your appointment. You say, Lord, I'm going to show up at this time. And you showed up. Now his ear can hear you. He can hear you walking to come to the place that you met him. He can hear you now. He can hear. He's bragging on you. Now his eyes open. Here he is. He's excited. Do you know how a child get excited when they see their mom and daddy coming to a house? They get excited. They haven't seen them all day. They get excited. They get so excited. They can't wait. They know what time their mom and daddy coming home. They at the car, or they sitting at the door. They looking out the window, and they all excited. That's what God's saying. He's saying his eyes should be open. And his ears attended to your walk. He's saying, that's what God said. That's how much he said, I love you. But could you love me the same way? Could you be excited when I'm coming? Could you be jumping around like a baby when I'm coming? Could you just lose control because you know I'm coming? That's the kind of love that God is trying to tell us right now. That's what he had with us right now. He want us to get back. He want us to get back. Don't blame. Don't let nobody else take you away from the presence. Don't blame nobody else. We can do better. We can do better now. Why? Because if we say that we confess our sins, if we say that we confess that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior, if we've been baptized in Jesus' name, we've been baptized with the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost dwell in us, then God is talking to us. He's talking to us. He's saying, I want to meet you. I want to meet you. Don't you know we got a date? Don't you know that we have a date? Don't you know it's so much I want to tell you? That's why you're on the land of the living. That's why you're alive today. That's why you got up this morning. That's why you was able to go to work. That's why you was able to drive in your car. That's why you was able to make it back home to your wife and your kids. That's why you was able to make it back home to your husband. Why? Because God was thinking about you all day. He was thinking about you all day. He was thinking about you all day. That's why you was able to get up and put your shoes on, put your pants on, because God knows his plans for you. God knows what he has for you. God knows where he's going to take you. You don't need nobody to come prophesy that to you. He just said all you got to do is meet him. Meet me. when you say you're going to meet me. Show up when you say you're going to show up. Then I can trust you. I can trust you because I know you love me now. I know you love me now. You know, I'm a shift this, and I mean God is just, he's an awesome God. That's why God asked Peter, do you love me? Listen to that. Go to the scripture. He didn't ask him nothing else. He didn't ask him nothing else. He didn't ask him, do you believe in me? He didn't ask him, do you trust in me? He didn't ask, he said, Peter, do you love me? Put yourself in that. Because he's going to heal you. He's going to deliver you. He's going to set you free. You're not going to be able to make no more mistakes. Because God we serve is not a God of mistakes. But listen to that. Put yourself in that. Yeah, Dwayne, do you love me? Yes, Lord. You know, Dwayne, do you love me? Yes, Lord. Dwayne, do you love me? Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes. That's what he asks. Do you love me? You know that I love you, Lord. That's what he want to say. Yes, I do love you, Lord. That's what he want to hear. Put yourself in that. That's why he asked Peter. He didn't ask Peter nothing else, but he asked him three times, Peter, do you love me? And God said, do you love him? Not talking about what he done for you. He asking you, do you love him? Do you love him? I know we can put in, yes, Lord, I love you because you delivered me. Yes, Lord, I love you because you took me off pills. Yes, Lord, you love me because you took pornography out of me. No, he's not asking you that. He's just asking you, do you love him? Do you love me? Because what's out of the heart, the mouth is speaking. He asking, do you love me? 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 I ain't asking you to keep no commandments. He asking you, do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? Because love will keep everything together. Let's man up. Let's take full responsibility. Let's man up. Let's man up. Because God want to do some awesome things in you. He haven't forgave up. He haven't forgotten about you. He sure haven't walked away from you. He's calling you back. He's telling you, remember how we used to be. Remember when I met you. I know that we can take it. We take the characters out of the Bibles and we place ourselves there. And that's what we have to do. If we could, I'm gonna jump down and let's see what 21 says. And this is the confirmation that we need to get. And this is, okay, 21.
And this house.
Your house.
Which is high.
Your house.
Shall be an astonishment.
Your house.
To everyone that passes by.
Your house.
It, so that he shall say.
Your house.
Why hath the Lord done thus unto this land
your
and
house.
Unto this house?
Your house. When they see walk past you, they see your house. What's in your house? Love. What's in your house? Peace. What's in your house? Joy. What's in your house? No sickness. What's in your house? No bondage. What's in your house? The Holy Ghost. What's in your house? Kind words. What's in your house? Compassion. What's in your house? Understanding. What's in your house? Peace. What's in your house? Togetherness. What's in your house? Love. That's what's in your house. So I'm just saying, let's man up. Let's get ourselves together. Can't nobody do it but yourself. How you do it in Christ Jesus. I can't get you together. You have to come to that point. You got to come to that point and say, enough is enough. I'm going back. I'm going back to meet him. I made some mistakes, but now I can get it right. I'm about to give up. I was about to throw in the towel, but now I can get it right. I can get it right. Why? Because he's calling me. 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 Because Adam said it. Adam said, he said, Adam, where are thee? Adam said, here I am, Lord. God knew where he was at. All God wants you to do is acknowledge. God knew where he was at. God is not God is not confused. He knows where Adam was at all times. But he wanted to hear what Adam was going to say. And that's what God is trying to get us back to. We need to get back to that point. We need to get back to that point. We need to have more compassion when our brothers and sisters are falling. We need to have more compassion when the preacher, you know he's not living right, but you have compassion. You're praying for him. You're going to him out of love. You're not going to him to check him. You're going to him out of love. You're bringing the scripture. You're going to your sister, your brother, that prophet, that prophetess, that deacon. You're going to him with the word of love, because the word of love says that. He said, don't let your good be evil spoken of. So if you know that your evil is your good has been evil spoken of, then you need to go with the word. Don't go with yourself. Don't go in your flesh. Go with the word. That's what we're saying. It's time us to man up and be on the move. I pray that whatever was God was speaking to you, I pray that God will reveal himself to you in your nighttime, your morning time, your evening time, even the time when you're in your car on your way to work, even at the time when you're on your way to the store, even at the time when you're on your way to your daughter's basketball game, even when you're at the time you're in the gym working out. I pray that the Holy Ghost will reveal himself to you, let you know that he's real. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that he will show up in your hospital bed. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that he will show up. You thought that it was over. You thought that you was about to give up. I pray right now that God is ministering to you. God is meeting you right now. You thought that you could take that bottle of pills and call it even. But God is showing up right at this very moment. You puking those pills up. You no longer taking those pills. I pray right now that God will show up. You've been praying that God show up in this abusive relationship. I pray right now that God is showing up. He's there. He's in the room. He's in the place. All you got to do is act on it. All you got to do is surrender. God is going to pull you out of those current situations. You just got to acknowledge and say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. That's my prayer. You guys be blessed. Happy Thanksgiving. May God bless you on your Thanksgiving. May God bless you and your turkey. May God bless you with your family members. But remember, share the love. If you let your house be seen, because he said that you are the salt of the world. You are the salt of the world. You are the salt. You are the salt. Let your light shine, that they will glorify your Father. Not you, but your Father. So I pray that you minister. Share the gospel. You know, you got some family members that ain't saved. You know, share the gospel with them before you feed them. Give them a little bit of food, then give them the gospel. Tell them about your goodness of your Lord and Savior. Don't tell them how good you is. Tell them how good your Lord and Savior is. Tell them how he healed your house, how he put your house in perspective. You be blessed. And I pray this prayer that the dreams that you've been having, that God would give you confirmation on your dreams. The dreams you've been having, you don't understand your dreams. I pray right now that God would give you confirmation of your dreams. I want you, when you go to bed, take that book that you used to write on, that you closed, reopen that book back open. Let God start sharing them dreams with you. Because he said, write it. Write it plain. Write the vision. Write it plain. So what God is revealing to you, open that book back up. If you don't have a book, get a tape recorder. Record it at the bed, at your bedpost. God is wanting to reveal that dream to you. God wants to give you the answers how to write that book. I always talk to my wife. I always tell Pastor Ann, you know, I even spoke it to a woman in the church. I said, she's going to help you with that book. That's what the Lord said. God says that she got a book in her. God said he's going to reveal some things in her. Why I say that? Because everything that God share with you and he tell you to write it down, he tell you to write it down for a reason. He tell you to write it down for a reason. He just don't talk to you just to be talking to you. He talk to you just to confine some things in you and talk to you about some things. But at the same time, he wants you to write it down, write it with tittle down. Amen? So you guys be blessed. Y'all be blessed. And I thank you for letting me be able to come in the house or even coming to your ear, or even coming to places where you at. I thank Apostle E for these opportunities that he give me every third Tuesday. You don't have to do it. You know, and I'm grateful that God would speak to me to let me break and not let me get on anything about me, but it's about my Lord and Savior, the one spoke in my life, the one told me if I trust in him, if I don't lean into my own ways, but if I acknowledge him in all my ways, he will direct my path. And my path has been wrong since. So I want to thank you guys. And I want to say, hey, for all I know, he never forsake anyone. He never gave up on anyone. He never gave up on anyone. Anyone that ever acts, to my understanding, according to the scripture, he done it. And he always show up on time. So if you can just take that, I mean, read 7. Go all the way, read it all the way up to 22. You know, but when you read it, read it in the way that you try and say, okay, Lord, speak to me. Because I don't want you to never show up when I'm not there anymore. I want to be on time. I want to man up. However you desire for me to man up, I want to man up. I want to do your will. No longer that I want to do my will, but I want to do your will. So my brothers and sisters, y'all be blessed. Because this truly is the day that the Lord has made. You're not sick in your body. You're in your right mind. You clothed yourself this morning. Did nobody plan your funeral? Did you see your name in the obituary this morning? My God. He's an awesome God. He's an on-time God. So I just shared what the Lord wanted me to share. So I'm going to shut up because now I want to get into the flesh.
Amen. Man up. Get it into perspective. If that's the biggest word in that whole, the dynamics of that teaching is if you have to activate, you have to walk into what his word says, walking. What a dynamic word tonight. We want to open up the lines, man up. Come on, dial 1, need prayer. Just want to give a shout out to Pastor Dwayne. Just want to collaborate and share something on the same basis of what we're talking about tonight. You must be that person. You must be the one called. You must be the say, I know it's no more if, I am called by his name. I am confessing his word. I am following him. See, manning up is just that simple. Is I'm taking personal responsibility for my own life. I'm no longer relying on my personal abilities, but on God's complete guidance. My steps are ordered by the Lord. I'm walking in purpose with God. I'm holding myself accountable, dedicated, and committed to a life of constant change. If my people, the biggest dynamic of when Pastor Dwayne broke it down in John 21, the last chapter of that great book of John, is it all ended up to following him. He said, do you love me? Peter got upset. Are you going to ask me third time? You know everything, God. You know I love you. He said, if you love me, go feed my sheep. Stop trying to feed yourself. Go feed my sheep. Stop thinking about what's in it for you and go feed my sheep. We can end just on that in the man up point, especially with this being the season of Thanksgiving. We ain't talking about turkeys. We're talking about being thankful that we can get closer, being thankful that we can start communicating, being thankful that I'm no longer if. See, that word if makes you or breaks you. if you're gonna align the if. He says, if, that is a big question. Are you called by his name? Are you called by his name? Do you love him? If you love him, he say, feed my sheep. Nothing. And I love when you threw that in there, Pastor Dwayne. He said, nothing about no commandments. Because if you don't, you can't never love him until you follow the commandments. Love him with all. Love your neighbor. You have to solidify the love relationship first. That's the commandments. But now you must follow. How do you follow? By feeding his sheep. Are you ready to feed his sheep tonight? Let's talk Jesus on Man Up. Minister Terry, welcome to Man Up the Movement with Pastor Dwayne.
Good evening, family. Pastor Dwayne, Pastor E, and Pastor Ann. What a word. Yes, I love God. And like you said, we already know that He loves us. But He needs to know that we love Him. So, awesome word, I tell you. Ooh, Jesus. Thank you for delivering this word tonight.
Glory
to God. And tell the other pastor, tell my beautiful sister, I says thank you also. Amen.
She's going to be bringing that word Thursday night on Women Speak Now, so it'll only be a day. And, ooh,
hallelujah.
What a thankful word we're going to get on Thursday night. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Looking forward. I love you all, family.
Amen. God bless you, woman of God.
God bless you.
Come on, anybody else? We got a few more minutes. You can go ahead and dial one. Get involved. Pastor Ann, if you have something you want to add to this conversation, come on in. I'm not throwing anybody under the bus tonight. You have to dial one to get in on this conversation. Man Up the Movement. It has been dynamic. Pastor, what's going on? I know tomorrow you have It's All About Jesus. Tell our listeners how they can listen in tomorrow to that dynamic team effort, because I know both of you guys are ministering tag team. It's like a tag team thing going on.
Yeah, tomorrow Thursday.
Oh, tomorrow. Tomorrow is the Hour of Power with Evangelist Virginia. My bad.
Yeah, Thursday, like you were saying, that it's a season of thanks. So Thursday we will be with the family down in Freeport, my wife and I. And, she's going, because she's bringing the word Thursday. But Fathers of It's All About Jesus, the show would start at 4 o'clock, at the 4 o'clock hour.
Central Time.
Yeah, and if you could, Apostle, could you throw the time on that? Because it comes on at 4 o'clock Eastern Time here, my time.
It's 2 p.m. Pacific, it's 4 p.m. Central, and it's 5 p.m. Eastern. Those are the three time zones that show was on. You want to throw Mountain in there, then we go to 2 p.m. Pacific, 3 Mountain, 4 Central, and 5 Eastern.
Yes. And you guys can tune in. I do apologize. I didn't have the number right here, but I know my apostle, he knows the number. So if you need to get the number, you can always tag Apostle, and he can give you the number. Or you can go on Facebook. You go on my Facebook page. And it's located on there, or I can grab it. Let me grab it right now for you, and I can give you the number out. But, yeah, that's what's going on Thursday. Like I said, my wife, she's going to bring the word Thursday. And
she's bringing the word both times?
Because we're going to be down in Freeport doing that Thanksgiving. So we see how the Lord's going to work that out. Cause I don't, that's that Thursday and Friday we down in Freeport with our families and things of that nature. So the number is
910-218-0531. Oh man, y'all loaded. I already had the flyer up. Man, way to go, Pastor Ann. it's also available.
It also shows on Facebook
Facebook Live, yeah.
It's also on Facebook Live. But, and that's what's been going on. We do the best we can and let God do the rest. Our best is saying, oh, Lord, we'll be obedient. Our best is saying, yes, Lord, here we are. Our best is just saying, Lord, you can use us. And so that's how he gets the rest. So that's what it was all about, But I want to share this with you real quick, there, Apostle. I jumped to John, man, because we love our Lord and Savior, and there's some things that he's saying here. Where was I at? Oh yeah, at First John
21
chapter 4.
Oh, you're going somewhere else. Okay, there you go.
Yeah, I'm in 1 John chapter 4, verses 12. He said, no man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwell in us, and he lives in our perfect...
In his love.
In his love perfect in us. So that's what God said. If we love God, we can't do nothing but love our brothers and sisters. We can't do nothing but love righteous. We can't do nothing but righteous because love is righteous.
Amen.
A lot of folks say, well, we're not righteous, but God said we're righteous. God said we his righteous bread. And if we love God like he said we love him, then God loved, then the love of the Father is in us. So if the love of the Father is in us, do that make us righteous? Do that make us his workmen? Do that make us that his peoples? Because he said, it says that if the love of God is in us, then if we love one another, and God dwells in us. So if we love one another, that's the love of God. That's God. We can't love no one without God. And so that's what God is saying. I love you so much that I share my love with you.
Yes,
how do I share my love with you? Because I gave you the divine will. I gave you the Holy Ghost. My Holy Ghost is my love because the Holy Ghost is going to teach you. He's going to guide you. He's going to show you. It's not going to beat you up. It's not going to get angry with you and holler at you and be disrespectful to you. No, it's going to love you. It's going to mold you in the right way. It's going to grasp you in the right way and say, nah, you know that's not right. Yes, Lord. You know you can't do that. Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
You know you can't go out and do that? Yes, Lord. And so that's where it's at, my brother. That's where it's at, Apostle. And I'm so grateful.
We love you,
bro.
We love you.
Love you too, bro. Love you, bro.
We love everybody that's listening tonight. I see everybody a little bit spectacle to dial in one. It's okay. It's really sometimes I believe you have to listen and not comment. You have to endure. You have to embrace the word of God that you just say, you know, I need to hear more of you. I think we did that more often, that God can really deliver his word to us. Join us in the morning for Wake Up, Get Up, Move in Your Purpose live on Facebook. It's going down. It's time. It's the season. And it's the reason to be thankful in God. I want everybody to know tonight that God has not given you a spirit of fear. He's not given a spirit of worry, but he's given you a spirit to worship. And you must worship him in spirit and in truth, but you got to do it daily. Good night, family. We love you.
Love you.
Hallelujah. You have not given me a spirit of worry. You have not given me the spirit of fear. Oh, my God. But you created me to worship daily. Oh, I'm going to leave it all right here. Lift your hands and worship him tonight.
You did not create me to worry. You did not create me to fear. But you created me to worship daily. So I'ma leave it all right here. Help me say yes.
You did not create me to worry.
You did not create me.
You are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at provoke2000now.com to make all financial donations. provoke2000now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.